Hello and welcome to episode 815 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. It is my pleasure to be with you this morning. My name is Terrence M. Stanton. We are recording on Monday, February 26th, 2024, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin with the Monday prayer to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain holy perseverance by the great saint and doctor of the church, Alphonsus Liguori. O Queen of Heaven, I, who was once a miserable slave of Lucifer, now dedicate myself to thee, to be thy servant forever. I offer myself to honor thee and serve thee during my whole life. Do thou accept me and refuse me not, as I should deserve. O my mother, in thee have I placed all my hopes. From thee do I expect every grace. I bless and thank God, who in his mercy has given me this confidence in thee, which I consider a pledge of my salvation. Alas, miserable wretch that I am, I have hitherto fallen, because I have not had recourse to thee. I now hope that through the merits of Jesus Christ and thy prayers, I have obtained pardon, but I may again lose divine grace. The danger is not past. My enemies do not sleep. How many new temptations have I still to conquer? Ah, my most sweet lady, protect me, and permit me not again to become their slave. Help me at all times. I know that thou wilt help me, and that with thy help I shall conquer if I recommend myself to thee. But this is what I fear. I fear that in time of danger, I may neglect to call upon thee and thus be lost. I ask thee then for this grace. Obtain that in the assaults of hell, I may always have recourse to thee, saying, Mary, help me, my mother, permit me not to lose my God. We return once more, friends, to fisheaters.com, the excellent traditional Catholic website, which has for free download the Meditations for Lent by St. Thomas Aquinas. This edition, published by Sheed and Ward in 1937. Today's title is Second Monday, this being the second Monday in Lent. Subheading, It Was Fitting That Our Lord Should Suffer at the Hands of the Gentiles. And St. Thomas begins with a verse from Scripture here. It's the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew chapter 20, verse 19. They shall deliver him to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified. In the very manner of the Passion of our Lord, its effects are foreshadowed. In the first place, the Passion of our Lord had for its effect the salvation of Jews, many of whom were baptized in his death. And I was checking out something recently online. I believe it was a Twitter, or the artist formerly known as Twitter, now it's X, a post where someone was talking about the Jews right now in the year 2024 expecting the Messiah and Christians expecting the Antichrist. Could it not be one and the same? Because we know, in point of fact, in reality, our Lord Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He came to earth 2,000 years ago. Part of the confusion, the aping of God, as it were, the mocking of God, is that we know, it's a matter of Catholic teaching, that there's going to be a false prophet mimicking St. John the Baptist and heralding a false Messiah who will be the Antichrist. And Jews who have yet to repent and believe in the gospel could very well be duped by this false Messiah, the Antichrist, at the end of time. And we don't know if that's going to be a decade from now, 100 years from now, or 200 years from now. Who knows? The Lord does. So it's important, so important to remember that Jesus Christ is the Messiah for one and all, and everyone needs to convert. It's also a matter of Catholic teaching at the end of time. Once the Jews are convinced that the Antichrist is a false Messiah and Jesus is the true Messiah, there will be a mass conversion of the Jews just before our Lord comes again to judge the living and the dead. So continue to pray for the conversion of the Jews. Continue to pray for the conversion of everyone. And don't give up hope on your family members or your friends who may have strayed from the faith or those who have never been a part of the Catholic religion. There is always hope. Where there's life, there is hope. Jesus is our hope. Let us pray to him. As the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, as St. Paul says, that those who have been away from the faith or those who have never been a part of it will come in, because it's our Lord's will that every man, woman, and child on earth be Catholic. Our Lord started a religion, one holy Catholic and apostolic religion, and he wants you to be a part of it. Jesus and his church can never be separated. The bride and the bridegroom can never, ever be separated. The Catholic Church is the bride of our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Thomas continues by saying, secondly, by the preaching of these Jews, the effects of the Passion passed to the Gentiles also. There was thus a certain fitness in our Lord's Passion beginning with the Jews and then the Jews handing him on, that it should be completed at the hands of the Gentiles. To show the abundance of the love which moved him to suffer, Christ on the very cross asked mercy for his tormentors, and since he wished that Jew and Gentile alike should realize this truth about his love, so he wished that both should have a share in making him suffer. Boy, this is a crucial point to remember. We all have our hand in making our Lord suffer, because we're all sinners. It's not just the people who were alive at the time, Jews and Gentiles, 2,000 years ago, but it's the man speaking into this microphone right now. It's you. It's everyone you know, because we're all sinners. But our Lord asks mercy for his tormentors. And again, don't think it's just the people who are around shouting for our Lord to be crucified. It's all of us. We're all his tormentors. That's what sin does. It torments our Lord. It tears down the body of Christ, whereas virtuous acts build up the body of Christ. So we want to make ourselves Jesus's friends. We want to be his loyal disciples and not sinners who don't care about his sacrifice for us, who live our lives as if God doesn't exist. Many of us in this day and age are living our lives like God doesn't exist. And what are we creating? We're creating, in a way, a sort of hell on earth, aren't we? With all the madness that's going on. Well, that's what happens when you try to live your life like God doesn't exist. Famous Russian author Alexander Solzhenitsyn, may he rest in peace, talked about the old people in his neighborhood in the aftermath of the Russian Revolution when he was a young boy, saying, men have forgotten God. And when you forget God, you don't get a paradise. You don't get a utopia divorced from oppression, the oppression of religion, so-called, right? You create a hell on earth, which is what we have now with, you know, contraception, abortion, pornography. The in vitro fertilization is in the news now because of the court decision in Alabama. In vitro fertilization, in addition to involving violations of the Sixth Commandment, also violates the Fifth Commandment because it involves murder. Father David Nix had an article on his website, I believe it's PadrePeregrino.com, either PadrePeregrino.com or .net, the other day about a woman who converted to the faith, but she was attempting in vitro fertilization with her husband, and it was something like 30 embryonic human beings were killed, were murdered in order to have one embryonic human being implanted inside of her. If that's not horrific, I don't know what is. It's a biological fact, apart from religion, that a human being's life begins at conception. And we have to protect all innocent human life. So let us continue to pray that this world will be changed, that we will come to a deeper love of our Lord Jesus Christ through a deeper love of Our Lady of Fatima. Because we can't go on in this direction. We've been warned repeatedly by the Blessed Mother at La Salette, at Fatima, at Akita, all these apparitions that are approved by the local bishop. That's important to remember. Garabandal, Medjugorje are not approved by the local bishop, but the apparitions that have been approved as authentic, our Blessed Mother is warning us over and over how offended our Lord is by the sins that are committed in the world. And it's not like the world has gotten better in terms of a moral perspective than it was when the Blessed Mother came to Fatima in 1917 or even at Akita in 1973. Our world continues to get more evil and more bizarre because people are living their lives like they've forgotten God, as if God doesn't exist. I read recently the largest segment in the American population in terms of religious belief is a group called the Nones, not N-U-N, like a religious sister, but N-O-N-E-S. Their religious practice is none of the above. Tragically, many of those people were raised Catholic, have strayed through the faith, from the faith, I should say, through poor evangelization, poor catechesis, poor apologetics. The Novus Ordo Missae is a huge problem because it's valid, but you know, because it was promulgated validly by a pope, but it is illicit, especially things like Holy Communion in the hand, which is a travesty. So the largest segment in our society, and especially among young people, is people who aren't practicing any religion whatsoever. That would have been unthinkable a few decades ago, but it's here. So I'll say once again, if you've been away from the faith, come back. Attend the traditional Latin Mass or Divine Liturgy. Read good catechisms, the old ones, like the Catechism of the Council of Trent or the Baltimore Catechism. Actually, there's a new one that's great, which I'm going through right now by Bishop Schneider, called Credo. Get a good copy of the Holy Bible, the DRV, Douay Rheims version. The RSVCE is good too, a more modern translation, but it's faithful to the original intent of the authors of Sacred Scripture, Revised Standard Version, Catholic Edition, or Second Catholic Edition. I would stay away from the NAB, the New American Bible. That's a poor translation. It's a modernist translation. Pray the rosary every single day and ask God for the grace to love him more and more every day, and the Blessed Mother. Returning to the faith, if you've been away, is the best decision you will ever make in your life. I guarantee it, especially for what comes next, because we haven't seen, we haven't seen the most bizarre or evil aspects of our society come to fruition yet. Because there are forces in the church and in the world who are just going full bore now. Because it seems like there's no one to stop them. We had a stolen presidential election here in the United States, 2020. Joe Biden obviously did not win. the Democrats cheated in many states to win the election. We have many people who've been killed by this experimental and immoral gene therapy, but still they're pressing on. They're still persisting in their evil. God is allowing this to happen in order to draw a greater good out of it. And once again, we look to our Lord, his passion, death, and resurrection, the worst evil that could possibly be imagined. Deicide, putting God to death, opened up the greatest possibility ever for any of us. The chance to be saved by God's grace alone. So continue to trust in the Lord with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your strength. And if you've been away from the sacrament of confession, come back, come home. And may God richly bless you for doing so. St. Thomas continues here by saying, it was the Jews and not the Gentiles who offered the figurative sacrifices of the old law. The passion of Christ was an offering through sacrifice, inasmuch as Christ underwent death by his own will, moved by charity. But insofar as those who put him to death were concerned, they were not offering a sacrifice, but committing a sin. When the Jews declared, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death, John 19:31, they may have had many things in mind. It was not lawful for them to put anyone to death on account of the holiness of the feast they had begun to keep. Perhaps they wished Christ to be killed not as a transgressor of their own law, but as an enemy of the state, because he had made himself a king, a charge concerning which they had no jurisdiction. Or again, they may have meant that they had no power to crucify, which was what they longed for, but only to stone, as they later stoned St. Stephen. Or, the most likely thing of all, that their Roman conquerors had taken away their power of life and death. So ends the meditation for today. I will conclude, as we usually do on the Our Lady of Fatima podcast, by mentioning Helping Autism Through Learning and Outreach, available on the web at halo-soma.org. That's halo-soma.org. Also, please tune into episodes 277 and 548 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast for more information pertaining to RPM. That is an acronym for Rapid Prompting Method, a system of communication for non-speakers. Before my niece was about 8 years old, we didn't even know her favorite color. Now we know she's a comprehensive genius who composes music, poetry, very skilled in regards to mathematics. She even knows foreign languages. Without RPM, we would not have known any of that. Communication is a human right. Put yourself in a non-speaker's shoes. Imagine how sad and frustrated you would be if you were unable to communicate even the most basic things. Have the most basic conversations with your friends and your family. They had to guess as to what all your wants and needs are. This has been as big of a breakthrough, speaking of RPM, as sign language was for the deaf or Braille was for the blind. It's massive. But you can't use a tool unless you know about it. That's where you come in. Please spread this information far and wide. Thank you so much for doing so. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. Please say an Ave Maria for yours truly, and I will talk to you again very soon. Goodbye, and God love you.